them up and rearrange the pieces of the earth just to call them our own. Rivers flow with blood of the ones who used to call this sacred land their home. Now the vision's lost focus from staring at the sun, forcing their allegiance at the end of.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on MegaRockRadio.net and KFGD 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. XRPRadio.co.uk in the Highlands of Scotland. Ruduru Radio in Ocean Beach, San Diego, California. AltRockRadio.ca, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And Build the Scene Radio, right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. This is episode number 623. With me tonight are some of the members of the band Rat Rod from Philadelphia. We already lost them.
Oh, no. What will we do?
I'm sure we'll hop back in.
Yep.
So with me currently are Mark and LJ. What's up, gentlemen?
Hello. Hello, sir. Thank you for having us.
It's been a while since we talked last, Mark. Mm-hmm. And besides the new single that we're going to feature tonight, what's been going on for Rat Rod?
Well, the last time we talked was our first album. I believe we had some chats here and there, but the last time we were together like this was for Do You Remember Rock and Roll? Since then, we put out Light 'Em Up, which was a studio album we did in 2019. We did a live album in 2020, believe it or not, of all times, but we were able to manage to put together a few shows and put that out. And that carried through most of 21. We kind of promoted that a little bit. And then, since August of last year, we've been working on and putting out our next album, and we've started with a couple of singles. We dropped song Hello Ride back in March, and then we've just released Call Down the Thunder about a week and a half or so ago. So pretty excited. Our album will be out a little bit later in the year, probably early fall, as it's looking right now.
Mike has joined us.
Yep. Mike. Lead vocals.
How is the Philadelphia scene affected by the pandemic, and how did your band ride it out? You kind of gave us a little bit of that already.
Yeah, it was tricky. I mean, everybody was pretty well shut down, and we just sort of creeped out, you know, like rats out from under a bucket or something. I don't know, that's a weird analogy, but we just sort of all kind of snuck out here and there where we could, and we didn't play a live show until
July.
Yeah, we played one show in July of that year. It was an outdoor thing.
And then
we
started a little bit near the end and beginning of the following year, 2021.
Well, we played.
We had like three or four shows that summer. We had that one at a timeout, that we had an outdoor one at a.
We're all passed out.
The lake, a festival at this lake, big lake. And then.
95% humidity. We all died from it.
So we had like mostly outdoor shows right after the pandemic in the summer. That summer, yeah.
Yeah, there was enough shows that we could collect enough audio together to put together the live album I was telling you about, which turned out surprisingly well considering what we were working with in terms of the lack of shows to play.
And we also lucked out because we had a buddy that owned his own studio, and we kind of were sneaking in there on Sundays. And that's how this album got started. We'd go in. Nobody else was in there. We'd work for a couple hours. And we pretty much wrote mostly during 2020.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best pizza you've had because you're a musician? In other words, on your way to a show, at a show, or on your way home?
Oh, that's easy. Lorenzo's on South Street. It's as big as your head. The slices are as big as your head.
Yeah, literally.
It's right across the street from the legendary Dobbs. Kind of a sad spot right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's the best pizza ever.
And that's why I have him here, because I was going to sit and dance in front of you, because I couldn't say.
That's not even, you don't even have to ask twice.
Or Manco and Manco.
That's if you're down the shore, yeah.
Macko and Macko down near Atlantic City, Wildwood, all that area.
You're headed out on a tour. What bands from Philly are you going to take with you?
Ooh. Oh. Well, go ahead, Joe.
You know what? I would like, let me see, if we had to bring guys with us, I'd love to bring Monte Carlo.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, there you go.
We got that. That's I don't know if you ever heard of Mach 22, Jaren and Sebastian from Tantric.
Jeff Labar's son, Sebastian Labar, had a band called Mach 22. He and the guitar player left. Now they're in a band called Tantric.
I have heard of Tantric.
Yeah.
So but, Mach 22 diffused, and now it morphed into Monte Carlo, which is the drummer from Mach 22's last name. So and we're still good buddies. It's him and a couple other guys. Five guys all together, but I know the singer real well. John knows a few of the other guys, and Damien. We know Damien really well.
Did you ever hear a band out of Philly called the Prima Donnas?
Yes.
Okay, well, Danny Parcells, the guitar player, is in the band. And they have the bass player from Mach 22 is playing guitar for them, and you know, they're just a really cool band. They basically did the same thing. They started out like Mike and Mark did by themselves, just writing stuff during the pandemic, and put a band together. Mm-hmm. But they're awesome.
Yeah, they're a fun band.
Yeah, so we take them guys.
And Monte Carlo.
We've got a good relationship out of Philadelphia with an old band that's been around forever called Instinct. They seem to pop up on a lot of our shows lately. Great band with a female lead singer that have been around. They've been together 30 years.
We definitely take them just for the fun of having them together with us. Because it's just a fun time to hang with.
I am completely blanking on her band name, but Stephanie Sky.
Sacred Monsters. Yeah.
No. She's in Midhaven.
Midhaven.
That's it.
She was out at our show Saturday night.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, I know she was there.
Yeah. Dude, they brought her up and let her sing The Trooper, and it was just like.
Yeah, she did a good job.
But yeah, we have a good time with them guys. We all cut on each other and have a really good time.
All right, so I'm gonna stick with the scene question. If you had to manage a band that you were going to put together from the scenes, I know you play in the Philly scene, and I think you play in the New Jersey a lot, right?
It's the same.
Philly, so South Jersey.
What unsigned people, like musicians from other bands, would you put in the band that you would manage? And you can't pick anybody from your band.
So in other words, we're doing a dream band of people in our area, so to speak.
Yep.
Damien on drums.
Yes.
Rick Haas on.
Make sure you mention their bands, because sometimes they go.
Damien from Monte Carlo.
Okay.
We dragged Rick Haas back from Nashville.
He's not playing with anybody right now, but he was in Mach 22.
Yeah.
Scarlett Rowe from Joker 5 Speed.
Have him play bass.
Yeah. He's in a band called Mad Palais now.
Yep.
Who's
going to sing?
Johnny Douglas from
Johnny
Candy
Douglas. There you go.
Candy Cigarettes.
And that's our rhythm guitar player.
Yeah.
As well as vocalist. Who's going to play lead?
Rick Haas.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Rick is playing. Oh, you know what? Two lead guitar players. We'll do it Southern style. We need another lead guitar player.
Can we pull him from out of the area? If we're going to do that, what's Frankie's last name?
Frankie
Valentini.
Yes.
From Smoking Crow out of Maryland.
There you go. A little Southern rock vibe.
They're part of our family.
Yeah, a little three guitar attack thing we're making up here.
Three guitars, bass, and drums. That'd be nice.
It'd be killer. So yeah, that's the band we'd manage.
Cool.
And,
that was a hard one.
That's fun. That was a fun question.
You guys handled it pretty well though. It was fast.
We have admiration for a lot of folks around here. There's some good talent that are good people.
We have this thing. Since we started this band, and we've all come from other bands, we try and promote as many other bands as we possibly can. Like when we're during our last album, when we were down for a break, we usually do little promos for ourselves, and we have gigs come on up. we would do promos to promo our friends just because if they're not playing, there's no scene. So, like, we just need to, you know, push everybody.
Yeah, we try to help everybody else out, our friends and stuff. It doesn't get reciprocated too often, but but we stick by the way we do. We feel it's right to help out and try to keep the scene, help each other out, and you know, that all for one, one for all attitude, I guess you kind of say.
We actually work with a guy out of Maryland who runs a little company called Rock Metal Music, and his thing, he started a page and a group called Ignite the Scene. And it's basically, he picked a band to mentor, and Mark's helped by mixing some of their stuff, and a couple other bands that we work with a lot have helped with writing, and you know, just bringing they were all around 2021, and they wanted to go from a Southern rock cover band to writing their own originals, and the stuff's coming out. It's amazing. And we'd love to do that with other bands. Like, we've seen a band that played with us Saturday night.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the band that opened up the show Saturday night, Sacred Monsters. I'm sure they will appreciate the little name drop there. They were not like us or the other band or Instinct at all. So that's straight up right there. They were more, well, they called themselves
Sad Girl Rock.
It was more of a modern rock sort of thing. And then, of course, the kind of a modern take on the blues in a way. I mean, in my personal way of thinking of things. But the music was modern rock sounding. But they just had a knack for writing hooks. Their songs were earworms.
Yeah.
And I walked away being very impressed with them. Okay. So that would be a group that I would want to kind of help out if possible.
Mm-hmm.
At what point in your life did you realize that you wanted to be in a rock band?
Can I go
first? The very, very first time I ever heard Kiss when I was 8 years old.
For me, it was sixth grade. Back in Black had just come out, and we were doing an air band or lip sync contest. And I realized how fun that was to get the response, even though we were totally faking it. Didn't have an instrument or anything, but just faking the singing. When we got that response, I was like, oh, I want to do this. And I was playing Brian Johnson. I was playing the vocalist. So,
oh, my God. Dude, you know how you know what's so funny? I swear to God, I'm bringing it to practice. I have pictures. My grade school yearbook, I did the same thing in eighth grade. At our eighth grade dance, we had a kid in our class that looked exactly like friggin' Mick Jagger. So the DJ played Start Me Up. Like, start at that, there's like 1983. I think Start Me Up had just come out, 82, 83. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And so DJ was playing Start Me Up. So everybody's like, I can still remember. I was like, you know, telling him, get up on the, you know, John. His name was John Owens. Looked just like Mick Jagger. Gets up on stage and he starts like doing his, like the, you know, all that, you know, the Mick Jagger stuff, you know what I mean? The chicken dance and all that. So I don't know what made me do it. I jumped up next to him and played air guitar. Played air guitar on stage, like in front of all these, the whole class. And I was so shy back then, nerdy kid glasses. I don't know where in God's name I got the guts to do it. I still don't, but I did. And I was next to him doing like the Keith Richards kind of, you know, and there's pictures of it in the yearbook. That's in the funny Assumption yearbook.
Well, like them two, it started with Kiss. I'm kind of like a promotions guy. We used to, Saturday mornings, we would start out with Kiss Alive 1 and we had fake guitars, and we put the makeup on, and we would play a show for a quarter. And then we'd take a break, and then all the money we made on the first show, we went up to the Acme and bought like Kool-Aid and popcorn and charge everybody $1 for the second show. And they got a free bag of popcorn and a thing. And this was every Saturday. And we played Kiss Alive 2 and lip sync to that. But what really made me want to play is at 13 years old, my best friend at the time, which was my age, uncle was 4 years older than us, and he played in a band called Warlord. And we got drugged by my best friend's grandmom, his uncle's mom, obviously, to go see him play at this little place in Northeast Philadelphia. And they played, and right after they came on, there was a band called the Dead End Kids. And these guys came on, and these two could attest to what I'm about to say. It was like nothing you ever seen before. They did everything that was happening in the 80s before everybody. They were flipping their guitars. They had makeup. They were doing kicks and spinning and choreography. And they had like, and I was like my mouth hit the floor, and I was like, that's what I want to be.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, you've seen Cinderella do this spin the guitar thing. Mm-hmm. The Dead End Kids from Philly invented that. They started that. They're the ones that started that. And Cinderella took it, borrowed it, I guess you would say. And then now you see everybody doing it now.
Do you guys remember Hit Sticks?
No.
Hit Sticks.
It sounds familiar.
So they were like this little speaker. And then they had wired drumsticks on them.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can visualize.
One year for Halloween, I walked in a parade with Peter Criss face paint and Hit Sticks.
Nice. That's nice. So awesome.
It kind of started with Kiss for me, too.
Yeah, I think everybody, Ari,
yeah.
It started with Kiss.
Yep.
There's nothing else. And then it morphs into, like, Van Halen, I think, for me, but Kiss.
Yep. Yeah, AC/DC for me right after Kiss.
AC/DC was first for me, then Kiss. But I was aware of Kiss before AC/DC. I just didn't know what to think of it.
I went the other direction. I went totally punk, like Ramones and Sex Pistols and Clash and the New York Dolls, and I went that total punk.
Let's talk about the new single called Down the Thunder a little bit. This is like your MTV moment where you can do a storyteller and tell us about that track.
Cool. Well, let's go to Mike because he wrote the lyrics.
Yeah. The story behind Call Down the Thunder. That it's basically, it's in reference to the movie. If you've seen the movie Tombstone.
Yeah.
With Val Kilmer and I keep forgetting his name.
Okay. Chris Christopherson,
Val Kilmer, and he's married to Goldie Hawn. Played
the guy who plays Wyatt Earp. I can't think of his name either.
I feel like an idiot. I can't forget his name. But
Douglas.
That's one of my favorite movies, like ever. I don't know what it is. I just love that movie.
It's Val Kilmer coming off the
Val Kilmer is Doc Holliday. I'll be
your Huckleberry.
Yeah, just all the one-liners in that from start to finish. All the scenes are just incredible, and we have a song on our last CD.
Hold on, it's Kurt Russell. Leah.
Kurt Russell. Yes. Thank you. Thanks. Jesus, I keep forgetting it. I can see his face.
Clear. Yeah, we all can see his face. Couldn't think his name.
You tell them I'm coming, and I'm bringing hell with me.
Right. You telling them exactly. Well, that's what's in the song, kind of. You know, you telling them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me. Back on our Light 'Em Up album, the last CD, there's a song called Peacemaker.
Yep, Ballad of Tombstone.
Which is.
Yeah, I was on top of that.
That's awesome. Awesome. So that song is basically that song's about that scene in the beginning with between Kurt Russell and Billy Bob Thornton. What are you going to do? You're going to do something or just stand there and bleed? That scene where he slaps him. He says, skin that smoke wagon.
Mm-hmm.
So Peacemaker, that's what Peacemaker is about, is basically that's about that scene. I just thought that scene was one of the coolest scenes I've ever seen in a Western. And so when Mark's like, sent Mark, but how we work, how Mark and I work is he'll send me music and he'll say, hey, here's a new idea. And by the time he actually sends me anything, it's done. Like it has bass, drums, like he'll play just, he'll put in just a basic little drum thing, an actual guitar solo, like just so I know where everything is. And he'll send me like a full song. And he'll say, hey, here's another idea. So as soon as I heard Call Down to Thunder, I'm listening to it. I'm trying to come up with something. And what I usually do is I'll go into my truck and I drive around. And I listen to the songs after he gets them to me. I listen to them and just sing along, just, you know, mumbling stuff, you know, seeing if what comes out. And with that one, it just had that, the music itself just had that kind of like, you know, like F you feel to it. You know what I mean? Like, don't F with me feeling. I don't know. And it just popped in my head. It wasn't on purpose. It really wasn't. But I just went, when it got to the chorus, I just went, Call Down the Thunder. And I was like, oh, cool. Maybe we can have a Peacemaker part two. You know what I mean? Like, it just happened just like that. It wasn't really planned. It just came out. And so I was like, that sounds, Call Down the Thunder. I was like, that sounds cool. That's a cool title. I can work with that. So then I just kind of wrote the lyrics all about why it's revenge at the end of the movie where he gets revenge on the Cowboys.
Everybody.
Yeah. on the Cowboys gang for killing his brother.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to two tracks. Of course, I forgot to mention the songs that I already played before I started chatting with you guys. So I need to do that first. We opened up with Thoriaca, Embrace, and then a brand new song. Both of these are brand new songs. And then Leprosy, who released their CD last weekend. And that track is called Impulse to Kill. And what we're going to listen to now is we're going to listen to a brand new song from the Borstal Boys called Partner in Crime. And then we're going to listen to Rat Rod's Call Down the Thunder. So that was the Borstal Boys' Partner in Crime and Rat Rod's Call Down the Thunder. Yeah. With me currently are Mike, LJ, and Mark from Rat Rod.
Thank you.
So I don't have this question in my lineup, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because we were doing the movie references. So let's say you guys leave your next show. As you're hauling your gear out, you notice there's a DeLorean sitting there with its door open and a flux capacitor in it.
Okay.
Which means you can steal it and bring it back at the same time. Nobody will know. What band are you going back to watch?
Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy. With Phil Lena.
Wow.
When they're recording Live and Dangerous.
Wow.
AC/DC. Bon Scott with Bon Scott in 1976.
Okay, so because Mike picked that, and he'll tell me all about it, he'll probably do some filming on his phone for me. I'm going to go back farther because this is also a band that intrigues me a lot. I'm going to go back to the film war and actually watch Humble Pie rock the film
war. Nice.
That's what I want to do.
Nice.
All right.
But since we have the DeLorean, we could see more than one, right?
Yeah, because no one will know because you bring it back to when you first found it.
All right.
There's a lot of stuff.
Then I want to go to Glasgow, 78, and watch AC/DC when they recorded If You Want Blood, You Got It. All three nights, not just the one night.
Right, from there, we go back to 1969, and I see Led Zeppelin's. We'll go to 70 so I can see Led Zeppelin live in 70 after the recording of the first three albums.
Tasty.
Yep.
I like that.
I want to see one of the first Sex Pistols shows when they came over here and they sent them through the South just to see what that crowd was like.
Yep. And I think I want to do something else too. I don't want to see anybody live in front of a crowd. I want to be able to sneak into, if all bets are off here, I want to go be a fly on the wall to, we've already seen the Beatles. We saw that through the special. But like The Who or The Stones or even Elvis and Sun Studios when the no cameras around. Just be that fly on the wall, see that. See the magic being created.
Yeah, that's cool.
That would be awesome.
So, who is your Dave Grohl? And by that, I mean, what band do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals?
I'm trying to avoid my own personal cliche here.
I know.
Who would I want to go up on stage with? And I would sing one of their tunes with them?
Yep.
Michael Monroe.
That's you?
Anything that has to do with Hannah Rocks.
Ted Nugent. As long as he doesn't talk about politics.
I got news for you. I saw him live once, and he does.
Yeah. But we'll take him back to like 77, 76, 77, when he was just gaudy and tacky, but not political.
Okay. It could be any time or now, like in recent. It has to be now, right?
We have a DeLorean.
Okay. In that case, I'd love to get up with AC/DC with Bon and do Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be.
Oh, cool. Now that would be cool. Let's dream. We're gonna dream big here. Rat Rod on stage with Bon Scott, AC/DC, all 10 of us playing Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be.
That would be.
You need a bigger DeLorean.
Yes, and a bucket, because I'd be crying like endlessly in happiness for like a week.
Yeah, it'd be so cool. My problem is I don't know where I want to stand next to Angus or stand next to Malcolm. That'd be my problem.
I don't think it could stand next to Angus. You'd have to friggin' run back and forth with him.
Mark can keep up with him. I've seen him.
Maybe for one song. Not a whole night. I've done that before. I darn near killed myself one time. I played an AC/DC gig one time where I was Angus Young for one night. And it was everything I could do to stay awake or stay alive from breathing and running out of breath and being tired. And that was only a 45-minute set. It was crazy. But I put it all out. I did everything I could do.
You know what? I'm surprised I forgot. I forgot about it. Like when you talk about going back to see any band, I'd love to go see Kiss in 74.
Ooh, yeah.
When the first album, right around when the first album came out, when they were still playing like the smaller theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that goes without saying for every one of us.
Yeah. I mean, that just must have been. I mean, could you imagine back then what people must have thought? Like nowadays, like all the metal bands, especially like the European metal bands, all wear the face paint and all that. And you know, you had Alice. I mean, you had Alice Cooper doing it, but not you know, not the extent.
Not the,
how
not the
Kiss was
face paint. You know. And
yeah, I mean that
white faced kabuki characters.
Right, that must have just been so like incredible.
Yeah. All right, so I want you to tell me about an embarrassing moment that happened on stage. But wait, you can't tell me about something you did. You have to tell me something that someone else in the band did.
Oh, Mark cut a cord. Well, actually, Harry cut Mark's cord.
Oh yeah.
During the live recording.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Second song into the set. No, was the second? Third song.
Yeah, second.
Second song into the set. About just before the first chorus of the song, he hits a cymbal. And the way the stand was, the momentum of him hitting the cymbal made the stand go over. And the cymbal just went smack right on my audio cable and my channel switching cable from my pedal board to my head. I lost guitar. Boom. Just like that. Just sliced them clean as can be. So we were scrambling within that next period of time to get a cord from my cord case to tie in to everything. So at least I had audio. And with the help of Jim Mayberry from Whiskey Grin back home here. And Joe Smith, when the guitar tech virtuosos around here, they were able to get me wired back up before the solo.
And he made it right for the solo.
Nice. Yeah.
That's pretty embarrassing. That was crazy. But funny at the same time. We laughed. Because you do. You got to laugh.
Come on.
I got one for John.
Okay, go ahead. Because I'm having a blank. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Now, I'm not going to say when it was, but we were playing a newer tune. And so I was like, you know, give it slack. It's a newer tune. But I'm standing there and I'm singing.
Don't give me slack.
I'm singing. And I'm going, that's something right. Doesn't, I'm like, something's not right, man. Something like, what the hell's going on? Like, am I singing out of key? Like, so it hits me. John's playing the wrong note on the bass.
Wrong pedal note.
What were you pedaling?
I'm like sitting there, I'm just going, because I can't really hear myself. And I tell these guys all the time. I'm like, guys, just smack me if you, and I'm just going because nobody's saying anything. And Mike's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, oh crap.
I'm singing, and the whole time I'm like, what's wrong? Like something don't sound right. Something don't sound right. And I'm thinking, is it me? Am I singing out of key or something? I went, he's playing the wrong note. So as soon as it got to a part where there was like a 2 or 3 second break in between the vocals, I leaned over to John. And I'm like, you're playing the wrong note. And he's like, oh crap. And you hear it go. You hear it go from boom, 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 boom.
And just for fun, we'll pile on. He did it just past Saturday night. Same song.
Yeah, he did. I wasn't going to say anything, but
I don't know if it was. I'm joking about the same song part, but he did do it. I said, you're playing E.
I get carried away.
Yep.
All right, so next Friday, you guys are playing at Casey's Bar on Carson Street in Pittsburgh.
We are pumped for that, yes.
Who else is playing with you? Do you know?
I don't know.
We haven't been sent the lineup yet or the itinerary or anything.
Well, I haven't found out yet, but I'm sure we'll be finding out here over the next few days. But yeah. When you find out, let me know.
I was trying to find out. That's why I asked you. Because I couldn't
find it. They haven't We haven't been told yet. I don't know. Not sure what. Maybe he's going to send a link sometime soon.
Yeah, I plan on sending in advance anyway, within the next day or so, if I don't hear from him before then. So at that point, hopefully I'll have an answer on who's going to be on the bill. Yeah.
So what are we expecting at Casey's?
Yeah.
We'll help promote it.
I would love to tell you, but I've never been to Casey's.
Well, we're just a plethora of information tonight, aren't we?
We are.
But it'll be fun, I'm sure.
It is on Carson Street. There are a lot of bars there.
I have been told it's really cool.
And some years it sounds like it's somewhere you don't want to be, and some years it's where you want to be. It depends on who you talk to.
Right. It's like that everywhere, I guess, right?
Right. And I don't mean the bar in particular. I mean that whole street.
It's right.
It's not far from Oakland, which is where Pitt, Duquesne, and multiple other colleges are.
Oh, okay.
So they're right on the other side of the river on the hill. It's not far.
Nice. Cool. Looking forward to it. I mean, we're excited, really. Honestly, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
What's up next after that show? Where else are you guys playing?
After that show, we've got a little bit of time, but I'm just looking at my calendar here to make sure I don't tell you a lie. We're going to be end of July. We're going to be back home in our area up in Feasterville, Pennsylvania, at a club called McStew's. So we're doing that, and then we're going to be up in Brooklyn the week after that doing a live-to-vinyl recording session at a studio called Least of All Recordings.
All right. Are you allowed to sleep in between those two shows?
No, sleeping is not allowed.
Right. No sleep till Brooklyn.
Right.
Okay. Just...
Nice. I like that. That was good.
So we're doing that. And then after that, we're going to be in Delaware, I believe. We're planning on doing a show down in Delaware. That's tentative, so I can't say for sure the location. But that one is possibly on the books. So that's what we got going here in the meantime. In between that, there's probably going to be another song released, I think. Maybe we're going to wait on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's up to date.
Yeah. We're not sure when the next one's going to release. We're going to obviously pump the heck out of this one.
Yeah. Well, we have a few weeks off in between each of these gigs, which is good. The plan is to try to make – we're going to work on some videos – try to make a we have some ideas for a real cool video for Call Down the Thunder, and then maybe one for Hello Ride.
Where can the listeners find you guys online?
We are basically, you can find everything you need at our website, which is ratrodrocks.com. Nice.
Yep, nice and easy. Ratrodrocks.com.
That'll link you to our Spotify or YouTube or our Instagram, Facebook. The links to that are all there. It'll link you to Call Down the Thunder so you can check it out. And if you're into the iTunes or Apple Music, you can stream or buy it that way, or link it to link directly to it through Spotify. We try to make it easy because we're all a bunch of knuckleheads anyway. We don't need to make it hard for anybody, especially ourselves.
All right. So I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Real quick, what you guys are going to hear next on the show is a brand new song from Ghosts of the Day called Madeline. And we're going to end things with Scattered Hamlet's song, Lowdown.
Nice. Oh,
there's our buds.
We're buds with those guys.
Yep. We know those guys well. They're great guys. Adam Scattered Hamlet. They're killer.
Adam is awesome. Love that guy.
Yep.
Adam the singer, yeah.
All right. So... you're gonna hear from John American Hill Jack Lane. He's gonna tell you how to subscribe and leave comments and where to find us. At that point, you'll know that the show is ended, but that doesn't mean that you should leave the radio stations that you're listening on, because you never know, you might hear your next favorite unsigned and independent act.
There you go.
Or maybe you heard it during this show, which is awesome too.
Even better.
My name is Bill. This has been 623. We will catch you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
The world ended. Didn't you get the memo?
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.